الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. إن سعيك كريمة الله تبارك وتعالى is addressing the believers, addressing all of us. And all the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. They believe in Allah. They trust in Allah. They fast during the whole month of Ramadan. They make Taraweeh. So Allah is very happy with them. But Allah wants us to gain a more closer friendship and a more closer relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Acquire taqwa. Taqwa means to correct our heart. That our heart's direction is towards the akhirat where we are going to, which is our destination. In our GPS, our destination, we type it. Our destination, we have to type it, is the akhirat. It's not dunya. Dunya we are passing through. We are going to akhirat. And the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is the creator, controller of everything. So we have to please Him. Our happiness, our heart is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to please Allah. Once Allah is pleased, He will make us happy. In all, everyone wants to be happy, wants his problems to be solved, whatever they are. And that is clearly, if we understand it, not in our hands, not in any financial people's hands, not in the doctor's hand, it is only in the hands of Allah. So if we please Him, He will please us. He will make us happy. So that is what we have to do, and that is what is called taqwa. In order to acquire this taqwa, Allah gave us this great and honorable month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you acquire this taqwa. Alhamdulillah, we passed the whole month of Ramadan. And hopefully we all passed it properly, how we should be, with our fasting, with our taraweeh, with our faras, namazes, and the other requirements. So by that, taqwa comes into a person. Also, another very, very effective way Allah has shown of the many ways to acquire this taqwa is that we consider what we have prepared for akhirah. What if we stand forward for our real house, the akhirah? Bahlul was a mazoor, a person, a very great mazoor, but like out of his mind, because he was just concerned of akhirah, not of dunya at all. So one time the king in his era told him that you're a very stupid person, you know nothing about this dunya. So take a stick of mine and give it to a person who you find who is more stupid than you. So Bahlul went, he on his usual errands, everything. Here the king has become ill, terminally ill, he's going to be passing away. So he came and visited the king again, they were good friends. So the king asked him, that when you used to go and check on your whole country, all the provinces, everything went properly, should you make preparations? He should say, plenty, full, complete preparations. Now you are going to your akhirah, and what preparations have you made? So in his humbleness, he was a very pious king, but in his humbleness he said, I have not prepared anything for my qabr. So he said, and I give you the stick back to you, I found you to be the most stupid person. That for where you are going permanently, you haven't prepared. Where you are staying temporarily, you prepared so much. So we also temporarily, we are in this dunya. And this month was to remind us, to get us motivated, to get us into motion, to prepare for our real life of the akhirah. This year in Ramadan, we had quite a few janazas also. or many of us attended the janazas also, many will be going now to the Qabristan, and this is all really to remind us we are also coming here. And that is our real home. And the dream house is in the Qabristan, and that is what we have to prepare for. So, all the preparation, what we should do, what we have done in the month of Ramadan, try and carry it forward. That is the importance. Alhamdulillah, I think all of us, we were regular with our five times namaz in Ramadan. And we all took extra care to make it with Jamaat, to make it with the first takbir. So let us try and carry it as much. Let us not drop it now. Ramadan is gone. And our namaz is also going away. No, let us carry on with our salat, our five times namaz. Allah give us power. Secondly, and also we should become conscious for the preparation of the day of Qiyamah, of all our qaza namazes we got of our lifetime. Don't just sweep them under the carpet and make that there is no debt upon us, that we are not owing this to Allah Ta'ala. Since we have become baligh, see how many namazes have become qaza, try and work it out. This will be really a great sign of the acceptance of our Ramadan, that all our qaza namazes we start fulfilling it. And also we try and correct our namazes and bring life in our namazes, make a special connection with Allah. And also all our past, if we got undischarged zakat which we haven't paid, try and pay that up. Anything that, if there are some rozas which are qada, especially for women, every month during their days they can't keep rozas. Many, when they just put it off, and before they know what, the whole year has gone past and we haven't kept those rozas. And that is also a debt upon us. From there we should learn that if we have got a debt with any fellow being, we borrowed money, we bought goods, we haven't paid, we should try and cover up, sort out all that. That is a great sign of the acceptance of our month of Ramadan, that we clarify all our matters. Another very important thing which we should try and make a daily practice in our lives is to make Tawbah and Istighfar. Allah's position is so great, we cannot fulfill His rights. We have to try our best. And whatever difficulty remains after that, we are to open the doors of His mercy wide open. Until all the clear signs of death are not upon us, those doors of Allah's mercy are wide open. The doors of Allah's Tawbah and Maghfirat are wide open. So we should keep on trying also and ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala also. So in this way, what we have acquired in the month of Ramadan, let us work on it and carry it on for the rest of the year also. Today is the Eid day, is a day of rejoicing, of happiness. But what happiness? Not happiness what we think is happiness. That is really a hard, difficult task of fasting. Allah gave us the topic to keep the roses. To be getting up for sleeping during these cold, cold nights. It was only by the topic of Allah. And then standing for Taraweeh, 20 rakats every night. It was only by the topic of Allah. So that when a person has worked hard for his boss, and he went worked really hard, and then at the end, the boss pays him, that is his happiness. When he gets his pay packet in his hand, now he's happy. That I got paid for what I did. The day of Eid, it comes clearly in the hadith, that when people are coming to the Eidgah, then Allah Ta'ala has got his malaika at every street corner, wherever streets meet, and then they are giving congratulations to the Ummah who has fasted for Allah Ta'ala, who made Taraweeh during the night, who got up for Sahri, who sacrificed, who made tilawat of Quran Sharif. Yes, that is one more thing which we must really try to carry on for every day of our life to read Quran Sharif. Not perhaps it's not possible to make one khatam every month, but at least to make one khatam in the whole year. So if we need 3-4 pages only a day, inshallah, over the year we will be able to make one khatam. So what we should try to carry on is our 5 times namaz from today's Zohar time. Eat namaz, everyone is there. Zohar also, let the masjids be full like this. Asar, Maghrib, every tomorrow, Fajr, our 5 times namaz. And then our tilawat of our Quran, our qaza namaz, if we have got. And to improve the quality of our namaz. Any other things we are owing to Allah, owing to fellow brothers, let us try and settle our matters here in this dunya. It is very easy to settle it here compared to on the day of Qiyamah. So we have to keep our akhirat, the day of Qiyamah, in mind and work our life according to that. And when we do that, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Now we have become a real pious person, a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says again, wattaqullah, the second time. Now don't have a holier than thou attitude. Don't think I'm a very pious person and other people are big sinners. No, that is the most dangerous thing that can happen to a person. The minute a person thinks that I'm very pious and other people are big sinners, this is a very big sin in itself. And then Allah warns us that Allah is fully aware of all that what you do. What we can have hidden agendas, we can have some other motives behind us, but Allah is aware what is in our heart. Why we are saying this, why we are going there, why we are doing this, Allah is fully aware of everything. So we should keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. May Allah accept this great and auspicious month of Ramadan, which He blessed us with, only out of His kindness. Also, we should be one very, another very important thing that we should realize in this month of Ramadan, and we should carry on after Ramadan, is the value of time. Time which Allah gave us in Ramadan, many of us must have seen to make that one khatam was also not so easy. Whichever we could get time we to read, so that we could make that one khatam. There are mashallah brothers who make much more than that also. But generally, normally we try and make one khatam at least. And for that, and to make it for our namazes, for our saving, sometimes we overslept perhaps. And now that little time we have to rush, we want to make tahajjud also. We have to make sehri also. So made of the month of Ramadan, may it have taught us the value of time. And this value of time is not only for Ramadan, but for the whole year, for our whole lives. Today, a thing that is really, really wasting our time is the cell phone. This morning my brother was telling me, while bayans are carrying on, our youngsters, and he says some old people, also just busy with the cell phone all the time. Messaging, we're catching messages, sending messages, all the time. This thing has come to rob us of our most valuable asset, and that is of time. Of reading Quran Sharif, of other things, all the time we are busy with the cell phone. This is a very dangerous situation, and today, till today, we know what we have got. All WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever things there are, all Facebook, etc. What is still going to come? If we are not going to be careful, we will get completely lost. So we have our children who are going to come. Today in the classroom, students are just sitting with their cell phones all the time, and just all the time they are messaging, etc. At home, father is speaking to his child. The child is busy with his messaging all the time. So it's a dangerous situation. So just to end up and round up, let us try our best to carry on with our 5 times namaz. Let us try and carry on with our tilawat of Quran Sharif every day. Even just a little bit, 3-4 pages a day. Try and get 5 minutes up earlier before Fajr, we will be able to manage it. And then also our qaza namazes. Let us come in order, and whatever we are owing to whoever, we are owing to Allah, namazes, roza, zakat, let us try and come up today. And who makes a firm intention, Allah helps that person. Allah will make a means for him to do all that. If we are owing fellow people, let us sort that also out. And then the value of time. Let us not lose the value of time. In Ramzan, out of Ramzan, let us keep the value of time one moment in the akhirah, in this dunya, we will grant the value of it in the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, accept from everyone, forgive us our shortcomings, and have mercy on the whole ummah, our dunya also, our akhirah, our people who have passed away, our children, the sick people, may Allah give them shifa. People who are sitting with problems, may Allah remove all the problems, and may Allah really make this a real day of Eid and happiness for everyone in every way. Wa akhiru da'wana.